What do you take out of your offense when you lose Jamal for the season?
Well, he was a power running back for you. And, you know, downhill guy, direct runner, strong, you know, smart player, veteran. You know, could help out the young guys, whether it be in the classroom or on the sidelines. A good competitor. So, you know, you lose a veteran.
What do you see in Chris Jennings?
Chris? He's a bigger back. He can run through arm tackles. Again, he's got some speed to get to the edge, but he's more of an inside runner still too. But he's a young guy. He's come out, he's made a couple plays, but he's like a rookie in this league right now, just getting his feet wet. He's wide-eyed at times in terms of, you know, protections or possible reads, but he's a guy that he wants to do well. He works at it. Jamal, I think, was really good for him when we were out there, particularly in walkthroughs or anything like that. But he got a long way to go here.
Combination of, you know, what you'll be able to put out there with Jerome and Chris, and, you know, what you think they'll be able to bring.
Sure. You know, Jerome had that good game in Cincinnati, a smaller back, can get to the edge, has decent speed, some decent vision, but he can run inside and outside, but a little bit smaller than obviously the bigger backs, particularly up here in the Northeast. And then Chris is that bigger back that is more of an inside type of guy. And then you have Josh, you know, and you can use Josh. Not necessarily you're going to put him back there just to handle the ball, but wildcat, reverses, things like that, that you have to have him ready to go.
Is Quinn getting happy feet a little bit against the rush, or why is he so choppy, completing passes when there's some rush there?
Yeah, so I think he's improved with that, Steve, from last year watching him on the tape. And there was times this game where, and whether you saw it or not, he's got a couple guys that are – from me to my hand away from him. So he's moving, he's trying to keep his eyes. You know, what I talked to him about too is he just doesn't have to be that pocket guy that everybody talks. He's got some athletic ability to escape and make a play and try to dump it, maybe a little bit of a check down, and we've been working on that as well.
Which, I mean, what I remember about him at Notre Dame was he was pretty poised back there. He seemed poised at times last year. At what point does that poise come back, and what makes it come back now?
Well, I think the thing for young guys, you get poised when you have some good protection on a consistent basis where you're able to drop back, hit your spot, let it go. And when you have to move a little bit or you get hit sometimes when you're a young guy, I think sometimes you get a little bit happy. And I think he's been improving that area of his game. In Detroit, it was pretty good. You know, he had some pretty good protection, and he was back there. He hit his back foot, shuffled one, made a nice throw. And in some of the other ones, the protection's got, you know, break down a little bit. So I think he's doing a better job than he has, but still, ways to go here.
You guys talked along the lines of, hey, Brady, are you pressing? Are you worried you're going to, get benched again like you did earlier? I mean, you wouldn't have the conversation exactly that way, but is there some of that to it? That he's being a little bit too careful because he's worried about,
Steve, I don't get that sense at all, no. I think he's, the Detroit game, I don't want to keep going back to that game, but it instilled some confidence. And then last week, I know he wishes he had some throws back, particularly early on in the third downs, but it wasn't just a throw. We had a little bit of pressure that shouldn't have been there for him.
When you look at his college numbers, he completed a high percentage of passes. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been the same this year. And I don't know if you can remove the pressure aspect of that, but where do you think that inaccuracy is coming from?
I don't think he's been completely terribly inaccurate, Scott. I think that, again, there's been a lot of situations this year where he's had a move a little bit where he didn't need to move, or there was a guy coming here, and that's caused some of it. And throwing with new guys over and over. I mean, I think a lot of that just comes into play.
You'd say he's throwing the ball. I mean, he's throwing the ball all right.
Yeah, and I think he's doing a good job with his reads. And in this league, if you throw it off by 2 inches, it's a breakup. You know, he had that one to Stuck early on to the right in the right flat there on a little option route that was a little bit low. And then we had one on another one, I think it was 3rd and 8, where it was a little bit inside. And those just two things, and one out of the two, he had some guys in his face. So,
given an injury situation with the defense, the San Diego might score some points. Does that affect the way that you develop your game plan? I mean, I know you want to score every time you have the ball, but does that affect anything that you do?
No, it's Saturday night if Eric would rather run the ball more or anything like that. But, no, we go through a game plan thinking, you know, these are the runs we need to do. These are the passes we need to do. We put them together. And, you know, unless the head coach says, hey, let's get to run it a little bit more here, that, you know, that's kind of throughout the game or maybe the night before, just, hey, you know, early on, get it going. But, no, not right now. And, I mean, they've played 6-game winning streak. They've scored 32 and they've given up 13. So they're a pretty hot team right now in terms of the last 6 games starting out a little bit slower. And we played them last year at the Jets, and they put it to us a little bit out at their place.
Brian, you're on left side of the line with first-rounder at left tackle, an expensive free agent at left guard, first-round pick at center, even though he's a rookie. You know, you should be getting excellent play from that group, theoretically. Has it come close to that sometimes? Or how has the expensive side of the line? That's a pretty expensive side of the line there.
Yeah, I think that at times it's been good, and at times, you know, we've got beat. I think Joe is an outstanding player. I really think he's a premier left tackle in this league. And you know, Eric has come in. You know, this is my first dealing with Steinbach, and he's a veteran guy. And you got Mac as a young rookie who's a stout player. But, you know, it's been good sometimes, and it's been, you know, like all of us.
The way you use Brady kind of throwing him the ball and, you know, the touchdown thing. I mean, it did seem he's a little more athletic than maybe
we'd
seen before.
Yeah, I think that I'm not sure if he ran that in college. The play we ran with Tom at New England. I think we scored twice against Miami on it. And you know, he's an athletic guy. He scored on the quarterback draw down there in the red zone. He's got some good line, straight line speed. We're not looking to run Wildcat with him or anything like that. But he made a nice play on that little quarterback throwback. But he has some athleticism back there. That's why I talked to him about, you know, sometimes it doesn't, you know, have to just stand back. You can move around and make some plays and be creative with the football. You know, you have some athletic ability. And, you know, we've been talking about that too. We've got him on the move a little bit more, if you haven't noticed the last couple weeks, of moving the pocket, creating a different passing lanes for him and things like that.
Brian, do you have to since, you know, this is – someone always has – job has to be the first, to be a first-year offensive coordinator.
Sure.
So do you have to convince these guys that these game plans are going to be good?
No, I don't think that at all. We – you know, they're a very respectful group, and, you know, they've seen – they see the product out there when you show them tapes of – very similar plays at different places there. They can be successful if we do them this way. I think there's a strong belief in the locker room. We got to do a better job of going out there and executing them.
Okay, those plays that you show working, who is throwing and who's catching?
A variety of different guys, but, you know, some from New England with the system there, some from Denver's. If teams play them, you know, we get a couple times where you know, San Diego played Denver twice. One time Denver got him, one time San Diego got him. But you can see, you know, and you can see it from the Detroit game. It's just about execution, calling it at the right time, going out there, executing it on time, protecting it, throwing it, getting open, being on the same page. And you have to get some level of confidence to do that. And you do it consistently, or else it just goes down the tubes that way, you know. So I have a lot of faith in it. I have a lot of faith in the system. I have faith in the players to get it done, and we'll just keep grinding it out.
A little bit about, you know, this game. How do you think the players have responded to losing so many guys to injuries? You know, just the mindset of trying to beat the Chargers.
Professionally, haven't noticed much of a difference at all in the meeting rooms or out on the practice field. And the other day, I think Wednesday was a little bit flatter, a little bit kind of slow Wednesday, and Eric got on them after practice, and we got on them a little bit in the morning, and they've responded well. You know, they're excited to play, and, you know, they're professionals. They want to go out there and be excellent at their craft.
Was Jerome in the doghouse for a little bit there? Jerome Harrison, what'd you say?
No, I think each week it's a different combination of things, and it starts with performance at practice and who we identify as having a good week of practice, and that's the guy that we're going to go with. You got to show you can do it on a Monday or a Wednesday, a Thursday, and a Friday. And past experience of places that I've been, those guys that, you know, practice a little bit better usually play a little bit better.
Frank and the Mangini rants you've seen.
Yeah, he's not like a huge yeller or a rant or anything like that. He clearly lays out what his expectations are, and if it's a slower practice or if it's not up tempo or if it's not as energized as he would like it, he's a man about it. And he says, look, this isn't going to get it done. And here's what we're going to do, and tomorrow we're going to come out and fix what we need to do. And he does it in a real, you know, mannerly manner. What did I say? That was like a flipped word. Fix that on the writers. What did I say? That didn't even make it. That didn't sound. Yeah, okay.
What's missing? Ryan getting on the field on Sunday, being active. Rubisky.
The last week, that was a product, I think, of the practice. And I think the one guy had a better practice, and he was out there. And this week, you know, Brian's had a good week of practice, so we'll see where that gets him. But he had a good week. He had a good day today. He made a lot of plays out there in the passing game. Most of them were on the show team, but all that stuff counts. And he was running around and plucking the ball pretty well, so we'll see where he's at, you know, come our Saturday night meeting.
How do you weigh that, okay, against just the realism of it, that you guys spent a lot of time, money, effort to, you know, scout these guys, travel all over and get them, and now you pay them in a king's ransom to play. I mean, they're high draft picks. Mm-hmm. How do you weigh that against, well, we got to get these guys on the field, the season is almost over, so that we know what we have going in the off season?
Well, I think the first thing, Steve, is you want to do whatever you think you need to do to win the game, regardless of what the situation is. That's what we're all here for, and you know, we haven't got that done yet, but that's what we're striving to do, and that's what our aim is to do. And with young guys, you know, if they're ready to go that week, they're going to go. And I've been part of situations, particularly just talk about receivers for a minute, where I had two young guys come in that I coached at New England, and one was Deion and one was David Givens. And they just developed a little bit differently. And I think Dave Give had about 17 balls thrown to him, 10 drops, if I'm not mistaken. And then he comes back the next year, and, you know, he didn't have a ton of play time. He comes back the next year, great offseason, and he did a whole lot better. So in terms of if he's ready to go for Sunday and he's had a better week of practice, then he's going to play. And that's kind of how we approach it. Does that answer your question? Okay.
You have to, because, you know, a guy like Rubisky, uh-huh, you know, been a tremendous success everywhere, but do you have to kind of take him aside and say, you know, work on the mental aspect and not let him get down on himself, because he's probably never encountered anything like this before where he's, you know, not been the guy?
Sure. And I think that's I think different guys respond to it differently. He's had a pretty good attitude, and I said, look, I told my other dad, I said, look, there's times where I get yelled at, okay, and my first thought is, F that guy. You're going to be getting on me. But you take a step back and you think about it, and they're just trying to get you better. And you take it in stride and you move on and you have a good attitude. And now that's what I told him. I think today he really let loose. He had fun out there today, which was good. We talked about it a little bit before practice, and I was on him a little bit, just, you know, joking with him and play a little bit more loose and just go out there and let it flow. And we'll see where that has, you know, where he ends up with that.
Excluding that Detroit game, I guess you really cannot do that, but Do you see signs? What signs do you see that this offense really is getting better? That wasn't just a blip on the radar.
Sure. Well, I made a little goal chart up after the bye week, and you know, put some goals up there that I don't think were unrealistic goals from where we were at. We've improved in some areas, particularly in the red zone, and not turning the football over. We have to do, and I've said it week in and week out, we have to do a better job of executing on a consistent basis, and we can't have those bleeps, those mess-ups where, you know, you come back on Monday and you watch it and you say, all right, guys, practice this three times, and we didn't have it in the game. And we have to correct that. And you can't, when you're a team that hasn't been winning a lot and that happened, you can't do that. You got to go. You got to make sure that you're on top of your stuff, make the right adjustments, and go out there and have a positive play and have another positive play. And you know, those are the drives, a few ones that we've had that we've put together. And the other ones have been stalled by, you know, mental error, a dumb mistake or untimely call or something like that where, you know, you got to correct those things.